Park Parkway that's got you running really slow from a little bit north of Ladue down through just past the Parkway. Then we have northbound 170, heavy 70 up through Airport. Southbound 270, the only slowdown I see right now is from a little bit south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester, and eastbound 40 downtown. That's slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by GNC. New year, new start. Start something that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy today. GNC changes start here. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
The KTRS forecast, a cloudy sky overnight, low in the low teens, partly sunny tomorrow, high in the low 20s. Tomorrow night, even colder under a clear sky overnight, low near 8. Snow possible on Sunday morning, then clearing off, high in the upper 20s, by clearing off by the afternoon. Martin Luther King Day, snow likely in the morning, then turning partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper teens. We have 18 degrees now at 5:07. From the Window World Studios at Westport, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
On North 6th Street in downtown St. Louis, there's a family-owned Italian restaurant known far and wide for almost four decades. It's Charlie Gito's Downtown, famous for great food, especially their pasta and chicken parmesan. Charlie Gito's Downtown is also known for their wall of pictures of famous visitors and famous locals. And if you're planning an event, Charlie Gito's has two event spaces available. To sum up, it's Charlie Gito's Downtown, within walking distance of Busch Stadium at 207 North 6th Street. Online at charliegitosdt.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a special edition of This Week in Real Estate. What we do is we take your calls and we help you solve problems about buying and selling a home. So this Saturday at 2 o'clock, join me on the Big 550 KTRS for a special edition of This Week in Real Estate. Bring your problems, bring your concerns. I'm ready to hear them.
Ring in the new year with savings with your friends from American Eagle Credit Union. As an American Eagle Credit Union member, you'll save with great loan rates, earn more with great saving rates, and enjoy convenient account access and receive that personalized service you come to expect. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area, from Florissant to Arnold and from O'Fallon to O'Fallon. Stop by your American Eagle Credit Union today or online at ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required, federally insured by NCUA. All loans subject to approval.
It's the Paul Harris Show, Friday edition, on the air everywhere on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. You can email Paul at harrisonline.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. Now it's time to play America's favorite topical trivia game, the Harris Challenge. If you've not been on in the last 60 days and you want to give it a shot now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, star KTRS. Every single person who gets on the air and plays today will get a pair of tickets to Paul Thomas Anderson's highly anticipated new film, Phantom Thread, which stars Daniel Day-Lewis. Max, this is the movie he says is going to be the last movie he ever makes, right?
That's right. Yeah, he made a movie many years ago called The Cobbler that he said was going to be the last movie he would ever make. And he actually left and went over to Italy and worked as a shoe cobbler. And then Scorsese had to convince him to come back and be in Gangs of New York. So will he retire? Sure. Will he be convinced to come back? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go with yes. The movie opens in St. Louis today at the Plaza Frontenac, and we have passes for you if you get on the air and get to play today. And then if you do well enough in your own category by getting more than 8 points out of the possible 15, you can have your choice of a pair of tickets to see the Rock Pack in concert, featuring Lou Gramm of Foreigner and Steve Augeri, who was a lead singer of Journey for a while, and Kelly Keegi, who was in Night Ranger, and John Payne from Asia. It's actually the rest of Asia serves as the backup band for all these guys as they do their show. It's going to be at the Family Arena on Friday, February 9th, and tickets are online at familyarena.com, where you can have that as a prize today, or you can have a dozen donuts from our friend Keith at Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. The donuts as big as your head. If you get all the questions in your category correct, well, then we're going to give you a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. They're online at Candice's.net. And you'll also get the Breezy Buddy Cooling Pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside. You think to yourself, it's freezing out. What do I need a fan for? I want you to think about the woman in your life who is going through menopause. She's having hot flashes. She needs something to cool her down, even in the house. Valentine's Day is a month away. Instead of jewelry this year, get her the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. She'll thank you later. You can find out more about them at breezybuddy.com. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. That's you, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Jim. Welcome. Everybody who gets on not only gets the movie tickets, but also gets the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to your friends, or use the airwaves in any way you like. Go ahead.
I'll suck up to the boss and say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my kids, Zach and Alex.
Okay. She's the boss, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the categories are, and we'll see which you choose from the first three that come spilling out. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? And then category two, hey, I know that guy. And category three, Forbes, richest women in America.
Oh, I better, hey, I know that guy.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. You got to get eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actor who played Luther on ABC's Coach for 9 seasons died last weekend at age 86? Jerry Van Dyke is right. Who did his last NFL game for ESPN last weekend because he'll coach the Oakland Raiders next year?
John Gruden.
Correct. Who won a Golden Globe on Sunday for The Disaster Artist and then found himself accused by 5 women of sexually inappropriate or abusive behavior?
James Franco.
That's correct. Which Missouri politician is accused of trying to blackmail a woman he had an extramarital affair with?
Right.
Eric Greitens is right. Who was kicked out of his job at Breitbart this week after continuing fallout from his comments in the book Fire and Fury?
Is it Hansen?
It's Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay.
Not Hansen, Steve Bannon. Well, that's okay. You got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's 10 points, and you're a winner, Jim. Congratulations.
Right.
Hang on. Josh will tell you how you get your tickets. Before I get to my second contestant, let's talk about the sexually inappropriate charges against James Franco. He did not show up at the Critics' Choice Awards last night, but he was at the Golden Globes on Sunday night.
He was at the Golden Globes on Sunday, and Tommy Wiseau came up with him, and everybody started saying, well, he might actually win an Oscar for portraying one of the worst actors of all time.
And then Monday night, he was on Stephen Colbert's show and got some questions about it.
He was talking about these tweets that had came out from Ally Sheedy and a couple of younger sort of amateur actresses that he's worked with.
And since then, 5 women have come out and charged him with sexually inappropriate activity.
I was happy that Colbert asked him about it, and I was happy with his response, which was, hey, these might not be accurate, but I think it's great that their voices are raised. Then when Critics' Choice happened, and it was not only nominated, of course, which he knew, but he won, and he didn't show up, I thought, okay, there's something more to this story, because he's not showing up. He's not just like, everything's fine, I'm going to get my award, and I really wonder if this will affect his chances with the
voting
Academy.
For Oscar ballots closed this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
With this in the news the last few days, there were probably people who waited until the last second.
Yep. And they might not be nominating him.
They might leave him out because of that.
And who knows what's going to happen with these accusations, if there's more or if there's worse things coming out, if you can weather this, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to our second contestant. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to tell you about a great event that happens every year. It's a Valentine's Day dance at Immaculate Church, Immaculate Conception Church. It's February 10th, and tickets are only like $7.50 or $10, and it's a great night.
Okay, since it's at a church, do you have to be careful about how you dance?
No, I don't think so. At least I haven't.
Wow, okay, Sheila. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention, the richest women in America, or multiple choice week?
Ooh, these are tough ones. I think I stand a better chance with multiple choice.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which desert was covered with snow this week for only the third time in 40 years? The Gobi, the Karakum, or the Sahara?
Sahara.
Correct. Who was fired by England's Queen Elizabeth II this week? The Royal Footman, the Royal Bra Fitter, or the Royal Dog Walker?
The Royal Dog Walker.
You said bra walker. Is it the bra fitter or the dog walker?
Oh, I'm sorry, the bra fitter.
That's correct. At the Consumer Electronics Show, which car company introduced a self-driving car that has no steering wheel and will go on sale next year? Is it GM, Toyota, or Ford?
Ford.
GM. Which of these space programs was astronaut John Young, who died last weekend, not part of? Mercury, Gemini, or Apollo?
Mercury.
Correct. Which electronics retailer, which closed all its stores a few years ago, says it's coming back in online form only next month? Circuit City, Radio Shack, or Crazy Eddie's?
Radio Shack.
It is. Oh. Circuit City.
Yay, I love them.
Yeah, I think that they're going to have a little bit of difficulty coming back and fighting up against the Amazons and Best Buys of the world, and Walmart, of course. But we'll see if they actually do it. By the way, this guy John Young was on the first Gemini mission. He was the ninth man on the moon and also was the commander of the first space shuttle. One of our great space heroes, not enough people know his name, John Young. Sheila, let's see how you did here. You got four for him. You got two for the bra fitter. That's appropriate. And you got one for Sahara, but unfortunately, that's only 7 points. And that means when you don't get the win, you get the loss, and you have to get punished. Here now, a protest song written by Neil Young, botched by Devo. It's bad enough when they did the Stone Satisfaction, but this... Imagine the flower pots on the head as they sing this.
Ten soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the gunman for dead in Ohio.
All right, that's all I can take of that. You too,
yeah.
Sheila?
Absolutely.
Right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Do I still get the tickets for playing?
You absolutely do. You're going to see the movie.
Yay!
Hang on.
See, it pays to be a loser.
It pays to play.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That too.
All right. Hang on, and Josh will get your information, and you will get the Phantom Thread ticket just like everybody else.
That was the happiest caller we've ever had.
Yeah, that I like Sheila. We just had a contestant drop off from one of our lines, so if you want to get in here and play, 969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Meanwhile, we do have Chris as our third contestant. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, for all your delivery needs, it's Crossroads Courier.
Okay. Nice and concise. I like that. Which category do you want? Have you been paying attention? The richest women in America, or our new third category, On This Day?
Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Last month, it was wildfires causing devastation in California. What natural disaster hit the state this week?
Mudslide.
Correct. After 47 years in service, which Boeing airplane was flown for the last time in the U.S. last week?
747.
Correct. Which school won the National College Football Championship Monday night?
Roll Tide, Alabama.
Correct. Which convenience store chain was hit by dozens of raids by U.S. immigration agents this week?
7-Eleven.
Correct. Which NFL quarterback caught his own pass in a playoff game last weekend?
That would be Marcus Mariota.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get every question right for what we call the clean sweep. Nicely done, Chris.
Thank you, Paul.
Not only are you going to get your choice of the other prizes, but you'll also get the Candice's gift certificate and the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Josh will tell you about your tickets and all the rest after we move on to our fourth contestant. And that's you, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Just happy to be here.
Okay. Nothing to plug?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. According to Forbes, we have the richest women in America, or On This Day. What'll it be?
Oh, man. Let's just go with the one nobody's going to want, richest women in America.
Okay. I have to point out, Matt, that was the easiest question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Number one on the Forbes list with $38.2 billion is a woman named Alice, the heiress to the fortune from her father Sam, who started what retail giant?
Walmart.
Correct. What is the last name of the woman in second place with $25.5 billion, whose family owns the largest candy maker in the world?
Mars.
Correct. In third place at $19.4 billion is a woman named Laureen, the widow of what tech giant?
Jobs.
Correct. Which of these investment companies is run by Abigail Johnson, who's worth $16 billion? Is it Vanguard, Fidelity, or TD Ameritrade?
Let's go with the first one.
Vanguard?
Yes.
No, it's Fidelity. Pauline McMillan Kenioff is worth $7.4 billion, heiress to the founder of what food company, the biggest in the world, which has a grain elevator right across the Mississippi from the Gateway Arch?
ADM.
It's Cargill. The Cargill grain elevator is over there right next to the Gateway Geyser. Matt, you got 1 point for Walmart. That's the Walton family that Alice is in. And Jacqueline Mars is the woman in second place on the list. You got that right. And Steve Jobs' widow, Laureen Powell Woods, is in third place on the list. But unfortunately, the one, the two, and the three only gets you 6 points. And that means, as I did with Sheila, I have to punish you with Devo.
Straight to hell.
That's all I can take. that's all I can do for you today, Matt. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thanks for letting me play.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Josh will tell you how you get your movie tickets while I move on to our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
I better get all these questions right because I cannot get punished again like that.
I agree. Don't give us a triple punishment day, Steve. You want to plug something before we play?
Nope. I just want to get to the questions. I think I'm going to do well.
Here. Okay. On this day is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country, recently not a favorite of President Trump, suffered an earthquake on this day in 2010 that killed 160,000 and destroyed its capital?
Haiti.
Correct. Who played the title character on the Disney Channel series Lizzie McGuire, which premiered on this day in 2001?
Pass.
Which athlete's murder trial began in Los Angeles on this day in 1995?
O.J. Simpson.
Correct. Which civil rights leader's daughter was arrested on this day in 1994 for plotting the murder of Louis Farrakhan?
Pass.
Which Warsaw Pact country became the first to ban the Communist Party on this day in 1990?
Poland.
Romania. Back to the two-pointer. Who played the title character on Lizzie McGuire, which premiered on this day in 2001?
I'm going to pass, and I'm going to go with Edgar Evers.
It was Malcolm X's daughter, Camilla Shabazz, who plotted the murder of Louis Farrakhan, and it was Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff played Lizzie McGuire, Steve. So you started off one with 1 point for Haiti, and then that's all she wrote. So, yeah, we are going to have a triple punishment day. Come on, take it like a man. Spell it out. Here's the suspense. Did they get it right? Oh, they did. Okay. That's enough. That's enough. Steve, I'm glad you played. Congratulations on winning at least some movie tickets. Hang on for Josh's details on that. And thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thanks, Paul.
We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news. Keep up on your topical trivia and play along next week at the same time on most of these KTRS stations. When I come back from this break, I'll have the newest batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta-potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Suburban Leisure Center presents a historical moment. At the dawn of time, humans took a giant leap forward when cavemen discovered combustion.
Ooh, what is this? I think I will call it fire. That's it, fire.
Since then came campfires, pot-bellied stoves, then central heat. But we've never lost the warm feelings that flames in a fireplace can bring.
Sweetie, let's build a fire and snuggle.
But wood fires are messy, with ashes to clean up.
You're making a mess.
And you can't turn it off when you want to. You need gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Wish we had gas logs.
They look like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to constantly buy more, and they don't leave a mess.
Wish we had gas logs.
Take the hint and head to Suburban Leisure Center for tremendous savings on gas logs. This hysterical...
It's historical, idiot!
Sorry. Historical moment was brought to you by Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It doesn't matter where you live in the bi-state area. Affordability of utilities is serious for many seniors, disabled, and poor people trying to stay warm each winter.
Lack of money often results in unsafe methods of heating their dwellings. HeatUpStLouis.org takes 100% of your online donations to stop disconnections or help reconnect utility services.
Need has no geographic boundaries. This is Melanie DeLeo, Chair.
This is Reverend Earl E. Nance, Jr., Help HeatUpStLouis.org.
Please make a donation.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a special edition of This Week in Real Estate. What we do is we take your calls and we help you solve problems about buying and selling a home. So this Saturday at 2 o'clock, join me on the Big 550 KTRS for a special edition of This Week in Real Estate. Bring your problems, bring your concerns. I'm ready to hear them.
Globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Redding, California, where Lindsay Weisgarver spotted a spider in his apartment and thought a torch lighter would be a good way to kill it. If you don't know what a torch lighter is, it's kind of like a regular cigarette lighter, but it's a little larger and the flame is under a lot more pressure. Unfortunately, when that flame hit the spider scurried onto a nearby mattress, which caught on fire. Lindsay and his roommate were able to extinguish the fire on the mattress, but the spider got to a flag collection and the drapes nearby in the bedroom, and that's when they tried to put the fire out with a garden hose. That didn't work because the fire spread to a closet in the bedroom. Fortunately, by this time, firefighters showed up. Somebody had called 911. Firefighters were able to keep it from getting into the attic or the neighboring apartments. Everybody, fortunately, got out unharmed, but there was about $11,000 in damage. And the apartment has been declared uninhabitable.
A flag collection? Really?
Yeah. By the way, the spider, also uninhabitable. That's what catching on fire will do if you're a bug. Lindsay said, you know, we've been thinking about moving for some time. I guess now's the time. The spider incident, he says, just sped up the process, which makes me wonder, were you really, really careless there? Or what the hell, we're moving anyway. Story number two is from Santa Clara, California, where a woman went to Costco on January 4th to return something. What she was returning was her Christmas tree, which was now, of course, dead. 10 days after Christmas, she's returning her Christmas tree. The man behind her in line couldn't believe it, so he took a picture and posted it on Facebook. As for Costco, I don't know if you know this. They are known for some very generous return policies. In the past, they have paid off people who returned an empty wine bottle and an old fish and a used chicken coop and photo prints. Basically, you can return anything there except electronics, which have a 90-day limit. It's funny to me, they put a time limit on electronics, but not on Christmas trees. The store reluctantly gave the woman her money back. Story number three, sent in by listener Brad Crowell, is a story from Cottonwood, Arizona, where Alberto Lopez applied online for a job as a police dispatcher. The department ran a routine background search on her, and that's when they found out that Alberto was a suspect in a robbery at the Bank of America branch in Phoenix 14 months earlier. This is the guy who wants to work for the cops. Bank officials had suspected Alberto, who used to work there. They think he may have stolen $5,000 between July and September of that year from the bank. Investigators had been looking for him to talk to him about the robbery, but he kept missing appointments with the investigators and refusing to answer their phone calls. So with the arrest warrant in hand, the cops in Cottonwood, Arizona, emailed Alberto, who had applied for the job online, and said, hey, you know what? We'd like you to come in for a face-to-face interview for the dispatcher job. And when he did, they told him, unfortunately, you're not going to get this position with the police department, and you're under arrest. And we finish with this story from Naples, Florida. A story of a guy named Michael Higgins, who drove his 2003 BMW convertible right into the pump at a Chevron gas station, then backed off and left and went down the street 2 miles to another gas station, and that's where the cops caught up to him for the damage he had done at the first place. Michael told them, oh, I just thought I hit a sign. I didn't think I had to stop for that. Wrong. The deputy smelled alcohol in his breath and noticed his speech was slurred. He said, don't bother giving me a breath test. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to do your field sobriety exercises. I'm not exercising my rights. It's pointless because I've been drinking for the last 2 hours. That's when the woman in the passenger seat of Mike's car got out and started yelling at the deputies and throwing things on the ground, including her iPhone, which she smashed. Boy, that taught the cops a lesson, huh? Smashing her own iPhone. Michael was taken to the Plantation Key Jail's DUI room, where deputies again said, we'd like you to submit to a test so we can gauge your blood alcohol level, and he refused, but now he started yelling he had to use the bathroom. The deputy told him, okay, wait a few minutes, we'll take you, and that's when he stood next to the trash can and pretended to urinate into it. Eventually, the deputies got him out of there and took him to a hospital where he had to get medical clearance since he had been in a car crash. At the hospital, Mike shouted that he was having chest pains and was suicidal, and that's when he looked over at one of the cops and winked and said, I can play games too. Oh. Let me just tell you kids listening in, the police love when you do this sort of stuff. They love it. After the doctors cleared Mike and he got taken back to jail, he started punching doors and windows, had to be put into a restraint chair. Meanwhile, the police checked his record. Turns out Mike has a record of past DUI arrests, including some that happened out of state. In the car, there were still a few ounces of vodka on the floorboard of the passenger side of the vehicle in a bottle. The passenger who was there, the female passenger who had smashed her own phone, she wasn't charged with anything. But Michael, well, I would list all the charges against him, but I'm off at 6 tonight. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, it took a while to get that car going there. All right, traffic's not looking all that bad. We have a couple of heavy spots, but they did clear the stall westbound 70 to Treve. They have some slow traffic. It looks like it's getting better now. You're about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound Highway 40. Westbound 40, though, that's really picked up more volume, and it's slow from about Boyle out through McCausland. You look pretty good all the way out through Highway 70 from that point. 270 is just a bit slow between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 4064 heavy from Highway 170 to Big Bend. Northbound 170 from 70 through Airport and eastbound 270 as you approach New Florissant through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report brought to you by GNC. New year, new start. Start something that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy today. GNC. Change starts here. That's a look at traffic. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Everybody loves a family dentist. That's why you'll love Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen is a family-run dentistry, and it was run by his father, and he has now taken over the practice. It's in Florissant on Dunn Road. You would not believe how many people drive to Florissant just to go see Dr. Velvet Hands. That's what I call him because, well, he's got velvet hands, and he has that personal touch, which makes going to him such a pleasure. So whether it's the grandparents needing some implant dentures or some dental implants, or maybe the kids need a teeth cleaning, whatever it may be, Bowen Dental Care in Florissant is the place to go. For a fraction of the cost some of the corporate dentists will charge you, Dr. Bowen will take care of all of your family needs. So if you're looking at implant dentures or dental implants, whatever it may be, B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com on Florissant in Dunn Road. Make an appointment. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. Or BowenDentalCare.com.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Floors. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
ATRS for Heart and Soul, an evening to benefit the Dorothy and Larry Dallas Heart Center at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. On Saturday, February 3rd, enjoy a night at the Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the Arch. An old-fashioned Hollywood-themed evening, fabulous food, cocktails, an amazing auction, and live music by the Diamond Empire Band. Enjoy a Saturday night and help heal hearts of the children in our region. That's Heart and Soul, presented by Keeley Companies. For tickets, visit glennon.org.
Let your Medicine Shop Pharmacy help you save your prescription dollars in the 2018 new year. The Medicine Shop is a preferred pharmacy for SilverScript and WellCare members. So spend fewer dollars on your SilverScript and WellCare copays at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. Why go to another pharmacy and pay more? We make transferring your prescription to our pharmacy so easy. Give us a call or stop by to find out more.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road, across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri, on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri, on South Sturgeon, in Peavely, Missouri, at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri, is a member of the Medicine Shop family, too.
Friday afternoons on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. Did you see this story this week about the Tide Pod Challenge?
No.
Tim, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is something that apparently has been around for a while, thanks to a website called College Humor, which posted a video several months ago called Don't Eat the Laundry Pods. And if you're not familiar with these have been very popular for a long, long time. It's essentially ultra strong detergent that either they make them for dishwashers and they also make them for your clothing washer, where instead of having to pour in liquid detergent or powdered detergent. You just put this thing in there. It's wrapped up in plastic, and the plastic dissolves when the water hits it and disperses the detergent throughout the cycles. Apparently, people have been putting these things in their mouth and posting videos of themselves doing it. In the College Humor one, you see a college student who's tempted to eat the Tide Pods. And even after researching how toxic they are, he still ends up gorging on a bowl full of them and then says he doesn't regret it as he's taken out on an emergency backboard by paramedics. And that apparently caused other people to take on the Tide Pod Challenge. And there are videos of teens doing this, and they accidentally or maybe purposely bite into it, and the detergent gets in their mouth, and they're eating poison.
I'd be willing to bet that the original one was not a real...
No.
Because College Humor is a comedy site.
Right, it's like The Onion.
Yes, so it was a faked thing that the kids out there, because kids are stupid, thought, oh, I'll do this too.
Yes. Now, there are people who are saying we need to have warnings on the boxes to tell people, don't put these in your mouth, and I am 100% opposed to that. You know why? Three words, thin the herd. If you're stupid enough to put this detergent thing in your mouth and bite on it, goodbye! We're done. We don't need you anymore. You know, while you're at it, we need to put a warning on ballpoint pen. Do not insert an eyeball. Come on.
Yeah, right.
At a certain point, you just got to take responsibility for yourself.
We were talking about that this morning, not on the air, but here in the traffic room. It's like, they were talking about kids now, and I know college kids, but they were also talking about younger kids doing it. We're talking to each other going, we were out playing hockey and going out on dates and doing stuff like that,
yes,
not taking selfies of eating.
But if they take them a selfie or a video of themselves, Tim, they can get YouTube famous.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And we found out this week one YouTuber had posted another guy's suicide, and now he's been banned from YouTube.
Although he's already made millions of dollars.
Yes. Not from that particular video,
but from his other videos.
From other, yeah. So I mean, the becoming a YouTube star thing is a thing.
It is. And it's not a thing just for status. It's for millions of dollars.
How much money did you make from street hockey?
Well, yeah, you're right. And in radio, right?
But, again, I'll go back to this. You kids who want to have the Tide Pod Challenge, go right ahead. We'll be fine without you.
Yeah.
Then I told you a story last week about a surgeon in London who had gotten in trouble for branding his initials on a patient's liver. Dr. Simon Bramhall used an argon beam machine to write his initials on the organs after he did a successful liver transplant for a woman. Well, when I say successful, I mean it went okay that day, but the woman died a week later for reasons unconnected to the transplant. When they did the follow-up autopsy, that doctor noticed that the liver had SB branded on the organ. And knowing that Simon Bramhall, SB, had done the transplant, he reported him, and it got all sorts of trouble going. And a photograph was taken on a cell phone, and that went viral, of course. And this week, he pleaded guilty to two counts of assault by beating. He didn't beat the woman up, but I guess assaulting her inner organs counts as a beating. And wow. So now he is no longer a doctor, and he has to pay a fine of £10,000, which is about $12,000-$13,000. Now, here's the thing I have to ask. Who did he hurt here? So what if he did this and it had nothing to do with the liver going wrong?
I don't know if I would want some random doctor's initials tattooed inside of my stomach.
It'd
make me feel a little hinky.
I know, but if he did it and you never knew, and you also never suffered any problems from it.
Oh, I don't know, because that's a slippery slope as far as assaulting people if they don't know about it. And if you never knew about it, it's still an issue of trust, and I would still think it's some sort of assault if you're branding somebody.
The court
it's ethics.
Yeah, I know it's unethical.
And he's a doctor. I think ethics are pretty important.
Yeah. I know where you're going with this, Paul. You know, nobody.
I want to know how many of his patients before this had he done it to, who we'll never know about because they lived fine.
Right. do you hear a tree fall if you're not near it? Yeah. You know, that's that kind of thing.
All the other people who had this guy doing work on their liver or other internal organs, they're probably wondering, I wonder if I have SB on my pancreas or liver or whatever it may be.
And I wonder if they could sue.
You know, I recently had a colonoscopy. I'm not looking. I'm not going to look. I don't care. The
camera goes by and you go, wait, go back up. What was that?
TW. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that was my second colonoscopy because you have to get one every 10 years when you get to be old. The first time I got out of there, I actually said to him when I woke up from the anesthesia, because when you're out, you're out. You have no idea what's going on. And when I woke up, I actually asked him, how do I know you actually did something? And he said, what do you want me to take something out and show you the used part like a mechanic? I said, how would I know it came from inside me? He said, you probably are done with this line of questioning, aren't you? Yeah, yes, I am. You're fine. You have no polyps. Go home. And I did. Max, I got to ask you about this controversy about Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams. We have talked about the terrific work that Ridley Scott did in reshooting the movie All the Money in the World after Kevin Spacey had the accusations against him of sexually inappropriate things that he did to young boys. And Ridley Scott wanted to save his movie, so he brought Christopher Plummer in. And we both praised the Plummer performance because it's amazing. And Ridley Scott doing the work. You even talked to the director about this. But this week we find out that for the reshoots that were required, for Plummer to reshoot with Michelle Williams, who's unbelievably good in the movie, and Mark Wahlberg, who's Mark Wahlberg in the movie, for the reshoots, she got a per diem of $80. A day, and Mark Wahlberg got $1.5 million.
It's come out now that Ridley Scott, in a new interview, says he feels betrayed by Mark Wahlberg because he spent the entire press tour telling people that the whole cast did it for scale. He told me that too.
He even said that he had done it for free.
Yeah, well, he said everybody on this project did it for free. So he's been made into a liar, unbeknownst to him, because he didn't realize until now that Wahlberg made $1.5 million. My take on this is I never begrudge anybody for making money. I think it's fantastic that Wahlberg said to his agent, hey, get me some money. That's fine. I'm not mad at him at all. What is amazing to me and what I don't understand is that WME is the agency that represents Mark Wahlberg.
That's William Morris.
Yes. They also represent Michelle Williams.
You're kidding.
I am not. And she got scale. She got nothing for this.
Now
she got $80 a day. Now, what I don't understand is how does Michelle Williams not call William Morris and say, why am I paying you to represent me, seeing as how you obviously don't represent me?
Oh, you're fired.
If I'm from CCA, I'm calling Michelle Williams saying, please come over here.
Yeah.
We will do you better.
Yeah.
So to me, the bad guy here is not somebody who negotiated money. The bad guy here is the agency who didn't look out for their client.
But could there be something in her contract that says, okay, this is what you're making scale, but you know, like a commission on you know, future ticket sales or something like that. Could that be written in?
Well, there's a report in a couple of Hollywood trade magazines today that it said in Michelle Williams' contract that if there were reshoots, she would do it for whatever small amount of money was already in there in her regular contract.
And that's normal for most actors, because what the audiences don't really realize is almost every film has reshoots. They do a rough cut of the film, then they realize we're missing a couple scenes. They don't usually pay the actors again. But you just get a bit of money.
But how about this story in USA Today that says that Mark Wahlberg had co-star approval in the contract? Remember, he's not the star of the movie. Christopher Plummer is not the star of the movie. Michelle Williams is the star of the movie. She did not have approval for who else was going to be in the movie, but Mark Wahlberg, who, by the way, was the highest paid movie star in the world last year, $68 million last year.
I'm not mad at him for having that in his contract.
Okay,
but William Morris obviously fought for him.
He had approval for who could be his co-star, and he obviously had approved Kevin Spacey. Mm-hmm. Good call there, Mark.
Well,
he didn't know about it. Yeah, okay, fine. But he refused to approve Christopher Plummer. This is through WME, his managers and agents. They refused to approve it on his behalf unless they paid him $1.5 million.
So who didn't? How come Ridley Scott didn't know about this?
I don't know.
Did the studio not tell him this was going on?
They should have, because
exactly.
They know they spent $11 million extra dollars for the reshoots, and they should have. He should have said
$1 million of that goes to Wahlberg.
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
How much is going to Michelle Williams? About $1,000. She gets $1,000, he gets $1,000,000.
Honestly, though, I don't see Wahlberg as the bad guy. He can demand whatever money he wants. Yes. He's trying to make his own best deal.
Well, I saw something ridiculous on Twitter, somebody yesterday saying that Mark Wahlberg should cut a check to Michelle Williams. No!
William
the
Morris.
Studio!
Yeah, all right.
The studio, or William Morris, yeah.
Yeah.
If they want to keep her as a client.
Yes.
Right.
If you and I are working on the same project with Tim, and you negotiate a better deal for yourself, that's on you.
Right.
But if we're represented by the same people and they don't take care of me, then that's on them.
I agree. A couple of recommendations on Netflix. On Monday on this show, I interviewed Phil Rosenthal, who has a wonderful new show called Somebody Feed Phil, where he goes around the world and does kind of like Anthony Bourdain, but he's a very different kind of guy. Phil was never a chef. He was the guy who was the showrunner on Everybody Loves Raymond and has a great sense of humor and a great relationship with pretty much everybody he meets. And the stories he has from meeting people in these various cities, Saigon, New Orleans, Tel Aviv, Bangkok, etc., make up the bulk of this show, which also includes amazing food and amazing food photography. It is out now on Netflix. There are 6 episodes. You can binge watch them this weekend. I think you're really going to have a good time with that. Also out today, the first episode of David Letterman's new TV show. He's got, I think, 6 episodes in his as well, but Netflix is not releasing them all at the same time. I don't know that they've done this with anything else. They're going to release 1 a week.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's very strange. Do you know the name of his show?
My next guest needs no introduction.
Great.
It's which a is great a great title. Great title. his guest on the first episode, which is out today, and you can stream it this weekend, former President Barack Obama and Congressman John Lewis, one of the heroes of the civil rights era. They meet at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, where John Lewis got his skull cracked in during the march led by Martin Luther King. I haven't seen this yet. I'm going to try to watch it this weekend, but I hear that Letterman is no longer at the top of his game. Then again, I was saying that for the last 15 years, that after he got into the 2000s, after 2001, after 9/11, he was pretty good there for another year or maybe two. But innovative and quick and clever were not words that were used to describe David Letterman, certainly in the last decade of his CBS show. But maybe one-on-one interviews will work for him. We'll see. If you have Netflix, you may want to check that out. And one other showbiz story I've got to ask you about, Max. Earlier this week, speaking of Twitter, you tweeted about Lindsay Lohan possibly playing Batgirl, which a lot of people are mocking. What's the backstory on this?
So Lindsay Lohan, of course, was a very famous child actress. She was a really high-paid star. She made the movie Mean Girls, which Tina Fey wrote, and it seemed like there was no end in sight for her success. And then she had a really big drug problem that derailed her entire career, and she's only done a couple of projects here and there. And she's sort of been just a tabloid mess ever since then. She had a reality show. Her younger sister had a reality show. But she's been pretty serious in the last year or so about cleaning up her act, about getting sober, and trying to get jobs. But she's uninsurable, and nobody wants to hire her. And so she was tweeting because Joss Whedon, who's made movies for both DC and Marvel, he made the Avengers movies, he made Justice League, he wants to make a Batgirl movie. And Barbara Gordon is an iconic character. She's a redheaded superhero. And Lindsay Lohan, of course, famous for red hair, tweets, "I would like to play Batgirl, attention DC Comics, attention Joss Whedon." And she was roundly mocked from everybody. So I took to Twitter to say, you know, I think this could be pretty good casting. She obviously has a lot of talent, and if she's sober, why not come back with an iconic superhero role? It reminds me of another actor who was a younger actor who had a big drug problem after critically acclaimed roles, who was uninsurable.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Robert Downey Jr.
And he could not get parts. Yeah. And then in his 40s, he became Iron Man, and he turned his whole life around.
Yeah.
So why not give her that same shot?
Well, go ahead and give it to her. But to me, Batgirl will always be Yvonne Craig.
Yvonne Craig was fantastic.
She was the first person of the female persuasion who I saw on TV as a young boy who made my loins tingle.
So,
and I will leave you with that phrase right there.
Batgirl was created for that TV show, as a matter of fact.
Loins a-tingling. Think of that, ladies and gentlemen, while you have a good weekend. I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of Max and Tim and all of us who work on the Friday edition of this show, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, guys. Yeah, you have a good weekend, and everyone else should, too. I'll tell you what, it's been a light traffic day all day, and it's continuing that way this evening. Everything is pretty well thinned out. The only slowdowns I see are on eastbound Highway 270 from 170 past New Florissant and westbound Highway 4064, a little bit west of Kings Highway. Actually, it's approaching Hampton through McCausland, then things open up. No delays going over any of the bridge approaches into Illinois. This traffic report is brought to you by GNC. New year, new start. Start something that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy today. GNC. Change starts here. That is a look at your traffic. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Have you ever been concerned about your hearing? Do you find yourself staying at home more because it's too hard to hear others during conversations or at church? If you suffer from hearing loss, Midwest ENT Center in St. Peter's has doctors of audiology who can test your hearing and provide you with the latest technology and hearing aids. As a full-service hearing program, they treat their patients for moderate to severe hearing loss. The audiologists, along with board-certified ENT physicians, evaluate and treat each patient based on their health history and symptoms. It is never a cookie-cutter approach to fitting a hearing aid device. Once your hearing is evaluated and tested by the audiologist, one of their six ENT physicians will review the hearing test with you. Your hearing is an important part of healthy lifestyles. Make an appointment to meet one of the physicians at Midwest ENT Center today. 636-441-3100 or MidwestENT.com.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly
Trailers. For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
It's a tough job to build roads, schools, and bridges, and these workers rely on a wage delivered by Missouri's prevailing wage law. Critics believe that targeting these workers' wages is the best way to lower the cost of public projects. Labor is only a small part of any project's final bill, as low as 20% of the total cost. In Missouri, we offer a fair local rate for a day's work through this law. It helps to provide a skilled, safe workforce and a thriving middle class. With Missouri's prevailing wage law, we are building a stronger Missouri. This message brought to you by Lesson.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Deputies and police are looking for a suspect who's believed to have robbed five banks in the Madison County area in less than 2 months.
Thieves walk into a resale shop in Festus for designer handbags, but they had no intentions on taking advantage of the good deals.
Politicians find themselves in hot water this week. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens confirms an affair, and President Trump is accused of using vulgar language about immigrants.
Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm John Brown.
And I'm Jasmine Huda. And tonight,